Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, it's a great strategy for him not to talk to the press. The press, by the way, should be pressuring the former vice president to answer questions because that's part of the responsibility of a presidential candidate.
Well, I've got advice for Biden and Trump today. I want to run by Lon He Chen.
And Howard Kurtz needs to shut up. The responsibility is to get clicks. That's the only responsibility.
I think Howard Kurtz and a lot of political strategists are thinking about times gone by. I really don't think Joe Biden does need to answer questions. Just like Trump didn't need to release his taxes, which used to be something you had to do. I don't think Biden has to answer questions.
Lon He J. Chen is the David and Diane Steffi Fellow in American Public Policy Studies at the Hoover Institution, among other worthy endeavors. And Lon He joins us now. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Good morning. Thanks.
I know how you are. You're a gloating Dodgers fan.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's great. Great start.
Are you pro the cardboard cutouts behind the batters or anti?
Let me tell you something. I actually think it's kind of endearing in a weird dystopian way. So much so actually that my son and I both have cutouts in Dodger Stadium.
Oh, you do? Good man.
Cool.
I found it whimsical.
Yeah, no, I like it. I'm pro.
Yeah, the game was not whimsical. The game was sucky.
I thought it was definitely less weird than the empty seats.
Yeah.
When I was watching Nationals Yankees. Anyway, so I know traditionally you wouldn't have been able to get away with not answering questions, and eventually even the liberal media would have beat up on a Democrat for not answering questions. But I think times have changed. The media is so actively in support of one side or the other, and everybody's needles stuck. I don't think Joe Biden actually does have to answer questions. What do you think?
I don't think he has to either. I don't think he's going to be held to account for it. I think understandably people do have questions that they want to have answered. But what the Biden campaign has done well so far is essentially to put him in very controlled settings, to put Biden in very controlled settings where he can answer the questions he wants to ask. There aren't many spontaneous interactions. And I think you're right. The media is not, they're not in a position to hold Biden to account for much of anything because they have a particular point of view about this election. And I think they've made that pretty clear.
Yeah,
and they're not going to let anything get in the way of the prime directive, even antiquated notions of journalistic ethics.
I mean, where did I read somebody was given credit? Jonathan Swan was talking about how Trump did a press conference. Same day, Trump did a press conference, Pence did a press conference, and then the press secretary took questions also, and how Biden had taken none. I don't think you're going to get any credit for standing out there and answering questions. I wish you would, but
Yeah, although I will say this. I mean, I do think if Donald Trump were to avoid questions, that would be a story.
No doubt. Yeah, and, no, it doesn't work both ways.
And you know, it'd be interesting to see kind of how Biden's bunker strategy will go if and when, you know, Trump starts to get out there a little bit more. And he is. You know, Trump is doing a little bit more travel. Pence is doing a little bit more travel. I do think at some point they are going to have to take Biden and they're going to have to put him out there. But look, for the last several weeks, what they've been doing has been absolutely fine. In fact, it's probably been a benefit to them to have Biden in the bunker.
So a little change in direction here, Lonnie. I'm not going to spend a lot of time setting this up as I did earlier in the show, but just very briefly, I believe that we are at a point in partisan politics right now where the party out of power has gone beyond trying to prevent the party in power from getting a victory. They've gone beyond intransigence and obstructionist lawmaking into actively trying to damage the American people and this country. Make sure we're miserable. Continue the misery. Enhance the misery if they can. Do you think it's gotten that brutal?
Yeah, I do. I think it's become much worse than standard kind of partisan bickering. I do think that fundamentally, each side wants to so completely discredit the other. They want to so completely sully the reputation of the other side that they are willing to go to lengths they probably weren't willing to go to before. And I think the rhetoric, I think the way that people talk about things, the nature of the kind of subjects that are brought up, the personal nature, I think also that's something
right.
that struck me as well, guys,
but
how personal it is.
I'm talking less about rhetoric than policy, though. I believe the Democrats are enthusiastic about keeping the schools closed and tighter clampdowns on business because it will make parents miserable and hurt the economy, therefore enhance the chances to elect Joe Biden.
Yeah, I have noticed that there is a little bit of that edge that's come in. Particularly, you guys are right on school closings. I mean, this is an area where I am struck by the degree to which the media, a lot of the politicians in big urban areas, and a lot of Democrats are coming together to express a particular point of view about keeping schools closed. And what worries me is the way in which they essentially demagogue those who say we should open schools. And they say, hey, look, if you want to open schools, you know, you're against humanity. You're basically anti-human. You're anti-science. You're all of these accusations. I do think that in the back of their minds, now, of course, they'll never say this. Of course, they'll deny it until the cows come home. But in the back of their mind, I do think that there are politics here. Absolutely.
Well, you know, to bottom line it for folks who haven't had their second cup of coffee yet or whatever, if you are the candidate of change, and everything's fine, you're never going to get elected.
Sure.
So you want to make things as miserable as you can. And having control of the House of Representatives, for instance, they're in a position to do that. And I just think that they are doing things that no party would have for a very, very long time.
We're talking with Lon He Chen. He's a guy who has worked on major political campaigns and been an advisor. I told you what my advice would be to Biden. I'd say don't answer questions. I'm thinking Trump needs a game changer, and my advice to Trump would be, I don't know if he'd take this up because it would make it not about him. I think if Trump goes out there and says, look, the way the polls are right now, not only do I lose, but the Democrats take the Senate. Here's what they will do if they have the presidency, the House, and the Senate. Mm-hmm. I think you could drive turnout like crazy if you focused on the fact, look, if I go, the Senate goes, and this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think the basic point that I've come to is Trump has got to figure out a way to make this election not about him. And I know that is very challenging for a guy who tends to make a lot of things about himself. But this is not if this election is about Donald Trump and whether Donald Trump, deserves four more years. I do think that he's in a challenging position. If he makes it about two visions of the world and his vision of the world and the alternate vision of the world, and the alternate vision of the world has, you know, the Green New Deal and Medicare for all and defund the police. I mean, I think that's why you are seeing them take the strategy they're taking, which is it's not about Joe Biden either. This is about two different visions of the world and what's going to happen if the alternate vision wins. And I think for Trump, that's probably the only thing he can do at this point to change the dynamic.
So you're suggesting that Donald Trump makes it not about him. Well, that could be a bit of a challenge.
I know.
That's a heavy list.
I got another idea. It's a little out of the box. Trump divorces Melania, marries Pence, gets the gay vote. Lonnie, go.
No, I
wow.
But this isn't even like a stretch, harum scarum hyperbole, is it? If Donald Trump got up there and said, look, if I lose and they take the Senate and they change the filibuster rules, which Elizabeth Warren was talking about the other day, they're going to pass all this stuff. They could change the country overnight. Isn't that actually true?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Biden has tried to present himself as a moderate, and I actually think in and of himself he probably is. But the problem is he's part of a progressive movement that's gotten progressively and farther and farther to the left. If you look at the policies he's putting out there, right, so let's take climate change, for example. He gave a speech on climate change, I don't know, about a week ago, week and a half ago, and the policies suggested in there are in my mind, they are quite scary. You know, they're very progressive. They will completely change the nature of how we foster energy in this country. So, yeah, it's not that far-fetched to say, look, the vision that he's talking about is a far-left vision that if he had the Congress as well, that would enable the far-left to essentially have these victories.
Well, do you think they would change the filibuster rules?
Exaggeration at all.
Do you think they would change the filibuster rules?
I think there will be a lot of pressure on them to do it. I think there are a few who've said, you know, they don't want to do it. A few Democrats like Joe Manchin have said they don't want to do it. But you know the way these things work, right? Once the political pressure starts and the wave builds, it's very hard to resist it.
If you're a coward.
It is definitely something that is out there.
For sure. Wow.
Lonnie Chen, David and Diane Steffi Fellow in American Public Policy Studies at the Hoover Institution. Lonnie, great stuff. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Trump wants it to be about him. That's the way he looks at the world, and he thinks he can win making it about him. But, God, I would just say, look, this is what they're saying they want to do. They're talking about changing the rules where all they need is a majority, 51 votes in the Senate, and they will have that.
Mm-hmm.
They can actually pass all this stuff,
right?
Like in the first month.
Yeah.
We'll have Green New Deal. We'll have defund the police. We'll have, you know, all the things you want to mention.
Yeah, and it's so frustrating. If Trump were just a little more self-aware, he could win running away, even in the midst of the COVID. You know, he can't quite strike the notes that he needs to strike, in my mind. Of course, he got elected once, which is only one more time than I've gotten elected president. I'll point that out.
You're within the margin of error.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy part is this isn't just theoretical. There is actually going to be an election in November.
Yeah.
Yikes. I don't know if I can take it.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife. For more information.